welcome finally to the first episode of this podcast. I am sitting in January 2024. Guys, it is May. It is May 6th, 2024. And this is the first time that I am sitting down to record a podcast that was meant to be created in December. It was meant to be created in December so that I could launch it in January. Yes, 5 months. 5 months of sitting and letting it stir in my mind and deciding whether or not I should be doing it or shouldn't be doing it. I'm busy recording this now and I have not yet posted my first episode. So if I can paint a picture for you, I recently moved into a new apartment. So my apartment has like a very little walk-in closet that is being used as a storage room. I work from home, so I was very tired of having my living space, my workspace, because it's quite difficult to differentiate between home life and work life. And I started hating the look of my couch and my dining table and everything around. And my home is not like a safe space anymore. So I moved into the closet. So I'm in a closet. I have a blanket in front of me to mask the sound. I have a microphone that is actually my fiance's gaming microphone. Nowhere near podcast standard. I am looking at a shelf filled with cleaning products. I have a luggage bag that hasn't been unpacked. I have recycling, vacuums, a little granny shopping bag, and a desk. And the computer in front of me. So I am all set up for my first episode. I'm definitely not feeling the glamour of what I thought it would look like when I sat down to do my first episode. But today I had a moment. Today I realized that it was 5 months since my first episode was meant to be launched. And what have I been doing instead? Nothing. Obviously, I have been living life, I've been doing my thing, but I have put this podcast on the back burner. Why is the question? Now, this Daily Spiral podcast is and was born out of a literal spiral. I call it the Daily Spiral because we are constantly in a spiral. We are going up and down. Our moods are shifting, our thoughts are shifting, our choices are shifting. If you're anything like me, then you might get a grand idea to do something, get super excited about it, feel the motivation for about a week, start planning, prepping, putting hours of work into it, only to feel like you no longer want to do it. Like all of a sudden, it's just like, poof, it's not important. And you're left with a question of whether you should complete it or whether you should just move on and forget. But it's difficult to forget because time and time again, you've started a project and not completed it. And you kind of feel like a bit of a failure, like maybe there's nothing for you in this life. That is a whole different episode. I am busy reading a book. It is the first book I have ever read that has spoken into this topic. It is actually by a coach with the name of I don't know, but it is called What to Do When You Want to Do Everything. And I'm a couple of chapters in, and so far it is changing the game for me. Somewhere along the line, reading that in the past couple of weeks, this is stirring again. And I thought, what a great episode to start off this podcast with. We are talking about why we stop ourselves. I had a funny thought earlier before I sat down to record this, and I thought, my gosh, life has gotten in the way. Life has just gotten in the way, and 5 months have flown by, and I've done nothing that I set out to do with this in particular. And then I kind of backtracked and I thought, hold on, Nav, what do you mean life has gotten in the way? I don't agree with that. That's bullshit. That's excuse. Like, you have gotten in the way. You have gotten in the way of doing what you want. That's it. Nobody else, nothing else. Life is always happening, life is always moving. And if something doesn't get done, or if you don't go for something, it is because you have made the conscious decision not to. So I am a prime example of somebody who has just sat on their butt for the past 5 months, but this vision has been around for a really long time. I've sat on my butt on this beautiful, tremendous, life-changing vision that I have. And I was waiting. I was waiting for what? Not a person. I can't be sitting in my apartment waiting for somebody to discover me and my thoughts and what I have to say to the world. Who's going to find me? Who's going to come and tell me what to do and how to do it? Nobody. Yeah, obviously that's the answer. Okay, so if it's not who, then what? All right, so I haven't really been feeling myself the past 5 months. And by feeling myself, I mean, I haven't really been as confident as I would like to be. I haven't been at my, you know, highest living state. I haven't been mentally empowered. I moved to a new country a couple of months ago with my fiance to a country I'd never been to. I just packed up my life and moved. So, you know, that was life getting in the way. But then I've had so much free time. I've had so much additional time that I've spent either reading or watching or exploring. Instead of taking a couple of minutes to sit down and do the thing that I want to do the thing that is going to change my life, that is going to move the needle, that is going to push me in the direction that I want to go in. Instead, I'm running around doing all of these other things that, yes, add value to my life, but isn't necessarily going to move the needle. It is not going to make me progress in the direction that I want to go. At this point, I think that it's fair to give you a little bit of a backstory into how I landed here. 5 years ago, I wasn't necessarily happy with what I was doing, so I decided to learn a new skill. And 5 years ago, I still had really high drive and a really high vision of what I wanted my life to look like. And so I decided that I was going to learn the digital space, and I ended up interning for two clients. One of them was really exciting because I had been following this influencer couple for a couple of years. They'd been traveling the world, and really they were a bit of an icon to me. And I ended up interning for them. Through that, word of mouth spread about me and my services, which were pretty much it's like a mixture of social media, virtual assistant, web stuff, copywriting. I've worn so many hats over the years. I've worn so many hats over the years, and I still cannot give you an accurate description of what I do. But I do have a niche, and my niche is the coaching industry. I have worked with sexuality coaches, spiritual coaches. I have worked with motivational coaches. I have worked with fitness coaches and nutrition coaches. And somehow that niche just came to me. It wasn't something that I'd set out and intentionally decided that I was going to do. So it was almost like a choice had been made for me. And I found that throughout my life, there were many times where I didn't have to consciously make a decision. Opportunities would present themselves and come into my life. And somehow in the past couple of years, that seemed to have dwindled. And I'm not certain if it was because I was in the coaching scene. Part of me feels like I had taken my power back, and I really intentionally tried to take my power back. And so I didn't see as many opportunities coming my way. All of a sudden, I was faced with having to create opportunities for myself and having to go after something that I was uncertain about. If I didn't feel capable, I would still have to go for it, which is something that was a lot easier in my early 20s, because it's almost like I didn't have the ticking time bomb that came with my later 20s. It started becoming harder. It started becoming a lot more difficult to trust myself. It started becoming a lot more difficult to trust in the decisions that I was making. Was it the right decision? There is this whole scary unknown world that starts coming into your vision as you're approaching your 30s. You know, society tells you that you're getting older, that it's time to settle, that it's time to have your shit together, that it's time for you to know your path, because if you don't, you are doomed and you will be a failure. That pressure can be extremely overwhelming. And all of a sudden, there were so many different paths. There were so many different things that I could be doing. I was no longer waking up excited about my business and what I was doing online. And at the core of it, I really enjoyed the clients that I worked with. I was thrown into this coaching world, and I was lucky enough to be able to participate in their group coaching programs and their one-on-one programs. And there was so much growth that happened for me in the last 4 years. And I started feeling a little bit lost. I started getting to know parts of myself that I hadn't known before, that hadn't presented themselves. And all of a sudden, there were multiple pathways that I could go down, but it's almost as if that clock was ticking. It was ticking time bomb. And if I didn't make the right decision, if I didn't go down the right path, then I would end up failing. I would end up unhappy. I would end up being the very person that I was trying to run away from being. And so instead of making any decision, I just ran around in circles. And the more and more I ran around in circles, the less and less capable I felt. The less I trusted myself. The less I could make a decision confidently. The less I lived with an intention, because there was no goal. The goal had become, don't choose a path that makes you unhappy. What am I supposed to do with that? What am I supposed to do with don't choose a path that makes you unhappy? I am certain that you have felt that. I am certain that you have felt the pressure of choosing one path for the rest of your life and having to stick to that. And I call bullshit on that too. I'm still navigating that. I am quaking in my chair at the moment as I'm busy recording this first podcast, hoping that I'm going to have the courage to put it out there. Hoping that I am not going to sit on my butt for another 5 months before I take action. Or worse, never take action. Lately, there has been this trend on TikTok that I absolutely love. It just makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like I can do anything. And it is these influencers that have risen up. And you'll see them with like their 500 followers, and now they've got 150,000 followers. And they're talking into how cringe it is to start, how mortifying it is to put yourself out there. Think of people who inspire me, artists, business owners, who I happen to measure myself against them now. Not against them when they were starting. And I think a lot of us fall into this trap where we will back away slowly because the goal or the dream is just so far out of reach, because we're looking at 5,000 steps ahead instead of the first few steps. What are those first few steps they took to get them to where they are? And it's slow incremental steps. And I think we forget about it because we're so used to seeing their bigger picture. it's thrown into our faces. You know, 24-year-old is self-made billionaire, and I'm 31 and I am, you know, struggling to buy noodles or whatever the case may be. They all started somewhere, likely in a tiny little closet in their 49 square meter apartment overlooking recycling and vacuum cleaners. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if that was somebody's story. We need to remind ourselves that we cannot jump to the peak of a mountain. We need to walk up from the bottom. Everybody else has done it, and so can you. And along the way, we need to call ourselves out on our bullshit. Because if we don't, nobody else is going to do it. Nobody else is going to create the life that we want. Nobody else is going to come and take you by the hand and make this life great for you. It is literally only you that is able to do that. I can so confidently tell you this, and at the same time, I'm here considering whether that is my story. You know, I'm sitting here in my closet thinking whether I'm going to be putting this out, whether I even have the capability of having this kind of life that I dream of. But that's only one voice. That's only one of the two voices that I've got in my head. I am no different to you. We are no different to somebody who is successful. We are no different to our icons. The only difference is that they took the actionable steps towards it. And we, maybe you haven't, I'm on my way to doing it, but we haven't done enough of those steps yet, you know? I hate that saying, fake it till you make it. I don't necessarily believe in it, but I do believe that we need to take actionable steps towards the thing that we want, even if we're not confident in it. I don't think there comes a point in time that we will feel most confident, that we will feel ready. I don't know if you can think back to a time in your life where you have waited until you felt that and then moved on with it. Are you still waiting? How long have you been waiting? I don't believe that we need to feel a certain way to do something that we want to do. And here I am willing to be the guinea pig of this experiment. I am mortified putting this podcast out, but if I can do it from my little closet with my play microphone and equipment that is not equipped for podcasting, just to move the damn needle, then I know you can too. So this is my pledge to you. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna break my mold, and I'm going to create a new one. And I hope that you join me on this too. My goal for this podcast is to get people on here that have moved through the fear, that have started making a success of themselves. However that looks to them, it's different to everybody. I want to know the story. I want to know exactly what happened in the first stages. Like, I'm so glad that you're successful if you are, but I want to know how you started. I want to know how you bit yourself in the butt to do it. If you are interested in being a guest on this podcast, I very much welcome you to reach out to me. I will leave my details below. For the days that we don't have guests, it's going to be short nuggets of little wisdom that I pick up and learn along the way. Can't promise you that I'm living it, but I am trying to. And that is all we can hope for. That is all we can do is try, is to move the needle just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, until we get to the life that we actually know, until we get to the life. I love how I'm speaking like a motivational speaker here. One day, if you move the needle, you will live a life that you love. There will always be something. I don't care what anyone says. At whatever stage you're in your life, there will always be something that you want to work towards, that you want to change, that you want to grow into, that you want to grow out of. I don't think there's ever a final stage in life where it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy and I will never change. Like, this is amazing forever and ever and ever. So let's break that illusion too. Let's actually just call bullshit on all of that. I'm also very conscious that I've said bullshit numerous times in this episode. Maybe that should be the title, The Bullshit of Life. Also, side note, very bad at titles. I'm very bad at titles. But let's see. In any case, I hope you have a freaking wonderful day. I am going to go make myself a cup of tea, get out of this, get out of this closet for a couple of minutes and come back and edit and put this shit online. You mark my words, it's going online. I can't wait for the rest of this. I can't wait to connect with you. I can't wait for us to make the rest of our lives a reality. Like, let us create. Let us create. Okay, I'm very much done. Goodbye.